Hi, dictation for Deon Alexander, D-E-O-N, A-L-E-X-A-N-D-E-R. Deon Alexander, date of birth is 12/5/1989. Date of accident is 4/21/2022. The history. Patient is here for a follow-up evaluation. He reports that the patient was involved in an automobile accident where he was traveling in an Uber as a rear seat passenger on the right alone. And it was a four-car accident. And a car ran the red light, and it was collided to a front driver's side. Although the driver was okay, patient started having some headaches, especially to the front of the head, along with lack of focus, nightmares, blurred vision, loss of vision field, and vomiting, as well as pain in the neck, mid-back, lower back, as well as right shoulder, and the left knee. They are usually 8 to 7, scale of 1 to 10, with some difficulty in walking. Patient was provided a physical therapy and medications to start with. The patient now is here for follow-up evaluation. He reports that the headaches are still continuing and is wearing a wrist brace as he has a severe pain in the left wrist only. Pain in the neck, mid-back, lower back, and right shoulder are 7 on a scale of 1 to 10. Pain in the left knee is also 7, and it goes down to the left leg. Overall pain level varies from 6 to 7. The ADLs are affected up to 7, especially patient lists that sleep is affected 10, enjoyment of life is affected 9, general activity and work are affected 8, walking ability is affected 7. The patient does not report major improvement in the pain at this time. In the system review, patient reports that he's suffering from headaches, vision disturbance, fainting, difficulty sleeping, loss of balance, and poor work performance. However, the patient denies any patient denies any vertigo, dizziness, or any double vision, blackouts, or loss of consciousness, seizures. Patient denies any loss of equilibrium. Patient denies any lack of focus, lack of concentration, confusion, or disorientation. Patient denies any loss of memory or anxiety, depression, panic. In the pain area, patient reports that he is suffering from pain in the right shoulder, left knee, and neck, mid-back, and lower back, along with stiffness in this area. There is some pain in the wrist and hand on the left side, which is still bothering him. In the GI, patient has no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problems, incontinence of the bowel, stomach pain, blood in the stool, or trouble swallowing. In the GU, no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination of blood in the urine. In respiratory, there is no asthma, trouble breathing, chest, coughing, shortness of breath. In last 30 days, patient reports that the pain level has slightly improved, but not completely, only 15% to 20%. There are no changes in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any other trauma. Current pain medications are Ultram. Substance abuse, none is reported. Compliance is the patient reports full compliance to the pain medication regimen. Physical examination, blood pressure is 127 over 85, pulse is 80, pulse ox is 99. The rest of the physical examination is same from the previous visit of 5/13/2022. Actually, the new visit has not been dictated. I will take care of it, but please make copy and paste from the new visit record, along with diagnosis. The plan of care will be to continue the physical therapy as 3 times per week, focusing on neck and the lower back especially, as well as to the knee and the shoulder with traction massage, aquatherapy, gait training. And disability continues in work and housework replacement and transportation. The medications are modified as follows: to Celebrex 200 milligram daily, and gabapentin 600 milligram twice a day, and tramadol year and fear effect. Thank you. Patient will be seen in 30 days time.